What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
And a very good morning and welcome to the studio, our naturopath Mel. Good morning. Welcome back after the school holidays.
Morning. It's lovely to be here.
Not that school holidays doesn't mean anything.
No. No. I tend to sort of, my husband and I say that we avoid going away during school holidays. Some people might be envious of that, but, you know, go in a quieter time while we can.
Indeed.
Still. Yes.
Still got a few more years before your daughter is into that school age.
Yes.
So enjoy it.
Oh, you know, half a year.
Yeah. Now, what are we going to be chatting about today?
So I want to start by talking about sprouting.
Sprouting?
Yes. Sprouting seeds and legumes, which is one of the easiest things we can do in our own kitchens.
Right.
Growing them in a jar, just because they've got amazing benefits.
Okay.
It's fun. Fun for adults, fun for kids too. You actually get to watch the, you know, the sprout process happening and then eat them and taste. You know, I think it's very good for kids to have that tactile kind of enjoyment with food and gardening, you know, clean.
Love it.
To start off with. So I'm keen to know what people are doing. I'm going to talk a bit about broccoli sprouts because of their amazing nutrients. And look, broccoli sprouts have up to like 100 times the benefits and nutrients of broccoli compared to broccoli.
Okay, we want to know more. Back after this.
Yes.
Sprouting, Mel, it's quite interesting. And they're easy to grow.
Yes. So it's often done as for kids where they have like an egg carton. You know, they're putting some particular sprouted seeds there and watching them germinate. What I prefer to do, just because it's easy, is to use a jar. And you can get special jars which have, instead of a lid, it's kind of like a mesh across the top, because you need to be rinsing them daily and allowing the airflow and things like that through. You can get a jar that you've sterilized at home and some, you know, like cheesecloth, muslin cloth.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is a process of, you know, rinsing them for the first few days and a bit of soaking there. But within about 3 or 4 days, you end up with this, you know, amazing jar full of life, of food, of sprouts, and particularly radish sprouts and broccoli sprouts have a great taste. If you want something a bit more bland, so alfalfa.
Boring.
Yes. But the nutrients that are packed into these sprouts are phenomenal. And that's what I want to go into a bit of detail with, because they've got great benefits for liver health. It's antioxidants for the body. Not just, you know, nice crunchy thing to add to your salad that's got a bit of nutrients or wraps, but something that you can all be involved in the household and enjoy, because remember, we've got to enjoy these healthy things that we're doing and make it a fun process as well.
Do they keep growing? You know, like when you, it's a bit like, you know, with spinach, as you pick the spinach leaves and they keep growing back. Is it like that? Or once you remove them,
they're... That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, so once you sort of harvest that, which is really fast, you know, 3 or 4 days to use in your food, that's it.
Okay.
And then you'd get another jar and go through that process again.
Oh, because it's so quick, right? So because it's so quick, you can literally keep
the turnaround, yes. And you could have a few jars on the go doing some legumes, mung beans. I like radish, the radish seeds.
I've never tried that. I didn't even know you could. That's quite interesting.
Yes. And you can buy them from like a bulk food store, from a health food store, even from, I'm trying not to say the actual name, you know, big garden warehouses.
Yes, the big box.
Yes.
Yeah.
You just need to look at the packaging and look for seeds that are to be sprouted.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We started off talking about sprouts. Now, if you've been sprouting too, want to know, how did you go? Let us know. Give us a call.
Yes. So the reason why I tend to go for the broccoli sprouts is because they've got these amazing benefits. So, look, I don't, it's not a science lesson, but.
That's okay. We're learning a lot. I'm liking, this is great, Mel.
Oh, good. Look, protein, fiber, vitamins, minerals, but most importantly, a phytochemical called sulforaphane. Which is
so what?
Sulforaphane. Just think of a sulfur kind of compound, which is what gives it that, you know, the smell and the taste that's quite strong.
Yeah.
So broccoli sprouts provide, you know, up to 100 times more of this compound than standard broccoli. And
that's interesting in itself.
Yes, and broccoli is a fantastic food. I'm always talking with my patients about brassica foods and cruciferous veggies because of the benefits as antioxidants, liver health, hormonal health for women too. I would just say when you're doing it in your kitchen, you, as well as enjoying this amazing process, you're avoiding the pesticides because broccoli needs to be sprayed quite heavily because of the bugs and worms and things that happen. And I have never had success in my garden because...
With broccoli?
Yes, because of the bugs.
Yes.
And...
Tell me about it.
Yes, well, I know you've got quite an elaborate netting system to stop that.
Absolutely.
But if we're doing this and we're buying the best quality sprouting seeds that we can... it's such a simple thing that's happening in a few days.
In the jar.
Yes.
Inside.
Yes. And think about using sprouts. You know, you've got a great paleo bread. You've got some avocado on top of that, a bit of seasoning and the sprouts there too. Just adding that extra crunch, texture, flavour.
You know what would have been great, Mel? Just as you
if
mentioned.
If I had bought some of these in.
Had if you actually brought that in, I could actually get my head around that. But as you were saying, look, it sounds okay, but if you had it in front of us to taste on, that would be amazing.
All right.
Maybe next time.
I'll just take that as some feedback. Yeah. So look, specifically the sulforaphane helps support liver detoxification, is an antioxidant for the body, and there is research backing this. And you can buy the compound in a capsule form, like as a supplement. Mm-hmm. You can buy it in a powder too, like in superfood powders.
Oh, yeah.
But you need to remember that when you're adding these superfood powders, like it's got some alfalfa in there, it's got wheatgrass and spirulina there, it is going to be a strong taste. Mm. And I struggle with compliance for other people.
Gotcha.
Easy for me to take. It's just normal. Yeah. But if we're talking about getting it into our food and making it easy and somewhat enjoyable.
So it's been creative how you actually, could you put that in a smoothie or not?
Yes. So when you go online, there's a whole host of, you know, there's people having, you know, videos, blogs, doing all this information because they're so passionate, which is fantastic. But you will get some pretty wacky ideas.
Okay.
And having it in a smoothie is going to give you quite a strong taste. So I think having it in the salad, the texture of that mung beans, you know, and if you like a bit of chili sort of flavour, going for more of the radish, a bit more wasabi, I think I'd say.
Okay.
And getting nutrients.
It's amazing. We're learning lots. We'll take a break, Mel. Zinti from Baldivis, down where I am located. Zinti, thanks for your message. Zinti says, I hope I've got your pronunciation right. I'm vegetarian and need to up my protein as I'm also menopausal and trying to lose weight. I'm super excited about the sprout idea. Which seeds would be most beneficial for me? What are your thoughts for Zinti, Mel?
So a lot of benefits for liver support during menopause as the... body is sort of dealing with changes and fluctuations with hormone levels. Mm-hmm. And, you know, weight gain can be a side effect, something that happens during menopause too. So, look, being vegetarian, your protein is very important. From a sprouting perspective, alfalfa sprouts, quinoa sprouts, I think the broccoli definitely beneficial for your liver support there. And then making sure that you're getting the other beneficial proteins for vegetarians. You know, quinoa is a really good source of protein, fiber, nutrients. Tofu, tempeh, just looking at the source as well. We want to make sure that it's a non-GMO if possible. Is it grown in Australia if possible? Is it organic? That's obviously the best.
Yeah.
Lentils. Now, with lentils, it's important for people to soak them for, this is always debatable, but at least kind of 6 to 8 hours, because that helps to start breaking them down and removing some of the almost anti-nutrients, we can say, and then making them easier to cook. So with the legumes, soaking those.
Soak it overnight, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I do.
I was going to say, is that the easiest
way? Yes, yeah, and then pouring off the water. You don't keep that water.
Yeah.
Beans, again, and, you know, adding the flavour to that. Think of sort of a Mexican style.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Are you thinking like the tequila? No. and eggs for vegetarians because it's a great source of, you know, your B vitamins, B12, folate, things like that too. But sprouting, I think you'll have a bit of fun with that.
And it's quick.
Yes.
So you're not like you know, when you normally would plant, obviously, if you're planting winter veggies now, or you did last week or you're about to do it, you've got to wait so long. But the great thing with sprouts is it's happening within days.
Yes, and because of the soaking process and the sprouting process, it does make it easier for your digestive system and makes the nutrients in there quite bioavailable. So the benefits just keep going there. And people will be surprised to know that you don't put it in the sun in your kitchen.
I was just about to ask you that. Whereabouts? How much light is too much and how much is not enough?
Well, think about when we're growing, normally growing a seed.
Yeah.
You know, new life begins in the dark. I like that metaphor for a lot of things in life.
Okay.
So, you know, if you want to put it in your pantry, it doesn't have to be, you know, black, dark. Just I wouldn't put it in direct sun. Yes.
That's where you start.
Yes. So I would do that initially because, you know, that seed germination process is going to take place.
Yeah, okay. Right. And then how long before you actually take it out of the pantry? Or does it grow in the pantry?
It can sit on the bench or in the pantry, but I wouldn't put it in absolute direct light.
Right.
Yes. And there are other types of kits where there's kind of a different soil.
Yeah.
Oh, I've forgotten the name of it, but it's different to standard soil, and it's like a planter box where you can grow these same kind of
I've got one of those.
Seeds, yeah.
Yeah. They've got a
kitchen.
Lid?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Might have to dig that out from the garden shed. It's probably covered in dust. I think we used it once and then we didn't use it. But that's a great thought, actually.
Oh, get inspired.
You are inspiring me, and I'm sure we're inspiring our listeners this morning. Our naturopath Mel is with me. We've been sprouting off today, haven't we, Mel?
So many puns we can go with.
thank you, Karen from Duncraig, for your text message. Now, Karen's asking, are broccoli sprouts okay for people with thyroid issues?
Yes, because people are often told to be cautious with raw cruciferous vegetables.
Okay.
Things, you know, cruciferous vegetables would be broccoli, collard.
Collie?
Yeah.
Cauliflower? No. Yeah?
Not really for the thyroid.
Okay.
Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
So, firstly, if you cook them, that's fine. You can eat them regularly and you can give them a light steam too, so you still get some of those nutrients from the veggies.
With these, if you were...
Oh, so no, sprouts, you want to eat those raw. But for someone who has an underactive thyroid, I would say just be cautious. So I like to make sure that people with thyroid issues, and that's hypothyroidism, are taking specific minerals like iodine, zinc, selenium, tyrosine, these kind of cofactors, nutrients that help the thyroid to do what it's meant to do. And iodine is essential for the thyroid gland. So it's just that sometimes the raw cruciferous veggies can reduce that iodine there in the body. So, look, if you're taking a supplement, even alongside medication, that is beneficial. And just being cautious, you know, so I would eat these sprouts regularly most days, perhaps, Karen, you know, just a couple of times a week.
Yeah,
and if you are wanting to eat the actual veggies, just making sure you give them a bit of a cook, a bit of a light steam.
So even light steaming would be okay.
Yes.
It just takes it off that, moving away from that raw, completely raw factor.
Yes. So it, look, everybody is different. And it is a matter of sort of finding out, you know, testing your thyroid levels regularly, testing for antibodies, you know, finding if there's anything else happening with the thyroid gland too. But look, the veggies have a lot of benefits. So just in moderation.
And we'll actually we'll take a break, Mel. We'll come back and sprout some more, shall we?
Yes.
We've learnt a lot today. I'm going to give this a go. What size jar should I use, Mel? Are we talking like a small, like how big is too big? Mm. How small is too small?
Like, so, look, there really are no rules with the jar size.
Yeah.
The main thing is having a sanitised jar, pouring boiling water in,
yeah.
Making sure that it's a clean environment, and the rinsing process of the seed sprouts.
Oh, so I've got to get all the peanut paste, peanut butter out first.
Yes, okay. you do. Okay. you are going to be eating this, so I want to make sure there's none of the bad bacteria there. And look, I've put more of this detail on my social media if people want to have another look, and yeah. There's a lot of videos online too. The main thing is I would encourage people not to go out and buy the really fancy kits. You can do quite simple things with, you know, the muslin cloth and a good jar that is clean. And just thinking of the sprouts as like a nutritional powerhouse, just packed full of nutrients, good for digestion, can even be good for blood glucose level balancing, the protein they contain, and just experimenting.
Okay.
You might do some and go, hey, that's not for me. The alfalfa is a really nice starter and it's so easy. You will know when you look at the jar if something's wrong. If there is mold and there's been some contamination in the jar, you'll see that it'll be very obvious. So don't fear too much about that.
How do you know when it's ready?
Because you're watching the germination process. You're watching the actual sprout occur.
Okay.
It looks beautiful. It's just one of those amazing things from nature.
Yeah, there it is, just growing in the pantry.
Yes.
Or on the bench.
Yes.
Kitchen bench.
Exactly. Yeah. So bean and pea sprouts, sprouted grains, the radish, broccoli, mustard green, fenugreek sprouts, seeds as well. So get creative, but start with something simple and go from there and just enjoy the delicious process.
And you don't need to spend a lot of money.
No.
Most of us would have a jar. We could, okay, let's test it out.
Yes.
And even finding something else, even to put over the jar
if you have a clean cloth, yes.
Yeah.
That I would say, you know, make sure that is clean or new.
Could you use material? Like, would that work? Or is that
like a cheesecloth or same material that you'd use to make nut milk, like nut milk bags?
Yeah.
That's an indication for people because you need to be able to rinse the seeds and you've got the cloth over the top of the jar with an elastic band so that you can rinse, let some water out, rinse them again. Use good purified water if you can. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, tap water.
Mm. I'm going to give this a go. I'll when we catch up in a couple of weeks, I will update you on the process.
Yes, and I should actually bring some in, shouldn't I?
You know what, Mel? I mean, Sue Joy comes in every fortnight and she brings in some amazing food.
Mm.
We actually get to really understand and learn about it.
I'm getting a lot of feedback here.
So, you know, look, no pressure, but next time that would be amazing as you're making those wonderful suggestions.
Okay.
All right, we'll catch up in a couple of weeks.
Lovely.
Get on your meal. You are on 98.5.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98.5ve.com.